All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Are you there? Just one verse, verse 15. The Bible says, what is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. I want to pray. I want to speak to you this morning on that two little phrases that are repeated right here where it says, I will pray, and I will pray. Till the trumpet sounds, let's keep on praying, all right? Keep on praying. Books, a multitude of books have been written about prayer. Volumes of books. I've got a set of books by a fellow named E.M. Bounds, and it's on different aspects of prayer. And boy, there's, I think, six or eight of them. Not only have books been written, but thousands and thousands of sermons have been preached about prayer among God's people. Among God's people, there's no argument about the importance of prayer. I've never had anybody say to me, well, as a Christian, I don't see why we need to pray. Never had anybody do that. Yet prayer seems to be the most difficult thing for so many Christians to do on a regular basis. Now, we pray when we're in trouble. We pray when we're in trouble. We pray when we're in a mess. That's when we begin to call upon God, you know. And why is that so? Why is it so hard, seemingly, for us to do it? Well, maybe because the devil fights it so hard. Maybe it's our flesh rebels against it, all right? But whatever the reason might be, and whatever we can come up with for not praying, we're to be faithful in prayer, even constant in prayer. The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. That being true, surely, all right, we ought to keep going till the trumpet sounds. We ought to keep trusting till the trumpet sounds. And we ought to keep praying till the trumpet sounds, all right? Just need to do it. Keep praying. Keep praying. It's not a time to quit praying, but it's time to pray more fervently. It's time to pray more frequently. It's time to pray more faithfully. Just keep on praying. Keep on praying. Years ago, we heard that there was going to be a meeting. I was a teenager, and I heard there was going to be a meeting over in Dallas, and Dr. John R. Rice was going to be one of the speakers, and he was a very well-known fundamental leader and preacher, and we went to that meeting. I'm pretty sure myself, my dad went, maybe somebody else went with us. I'll never forget Dr. Rice and another fellow sang a duet, and they sang, Just Keep On Praying. Amen. Just Keep On Praying. And it went a little bit like this, all right? Now, I may get in trouble because I'm trusting memory, all right? Pray when the storm clouds gather o'erhead, hiding the light from you, filling your soul with sorrow and dread. Pray till the light breaks through. Just keep on praying till light breaks through. The Lord will answer. He'll answer you. God keeps His promise. His word is true. Just keep on praying till light breaks through. I want to tell you, that's what we need to do. Yes, just keep on praying. Got about eight things we want to preach to you about. Now, those of you that have heard me preach many times, how many points do I normally have in a sermon? About three, right? About three. I got eight. Amen. Are you a little bit worried? Because I can preach 45 minutes with just 3 points, all right? Well, just relax. There's even a chance to get out early. A slim, but a chance, all right? Hey, keep on praying. You said, why? Because God has promised to answer. God has promised to answer. Look in the Old Testament, Jeremiah chapter 33. I don't know how many times I've dealt and knelt at the altar with people and they said, preacher, I'm having this issue or having this problem, and I need some help. And I've taken the Bible and either turned to this verse or I've quoted this verse. Jeremiah chapter 33. Notice what the Bible says. Call unto me. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Call unto me. Hey, the Lord invites us to do it. Hey, you know why I pray? Because He's promised to answer. He's promised to answer. A cell phone is an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing. I marvel. I've had my cell phone with me. We've been on vacation. We were up in Colorado, up pretty high elevation, and we were there, and my phone rang. And it was my cousin here in Texas. He'd call me. Now, I don't know if you ever think about this. I don't know if you ever think about this, but isn't it amazing that you can carry it around in your pocket and somebody can punch in 9 numbers or 10 numbers, I guess it is, 10 numbers on a phone, and it'll find you. It'll find you. Do you ever stop and think about how that work? Isn't it amazing how quickly it can find you? Isn't that amazing? But there's something about cell phones frustrates the dickens out of me. People don't answer when I call. They don't answer. I call them, they don't answer. They don't answer. One of the most notorious is my brother. I'll call him, call his phone, it'll ring, ring. He doesn't answer. So what do you do? Call his wife, she answers. And I say, would you let me talk to your husband? All right. He won't answer. So why not? I don't know. He's got an excuse. He always has some excuse. But aren't you glad, boy, what a promise we have from God that He says, call unto me, and I will answer thee. Boy, what a promise. Hey, we ought to keep on praying because He's promised to answer. When you talk to Him, I guarantee you get a hearing. He guarantee you. And He's guaranteed, I will answer you. Now, some of you, maybe you're a little cynical and you say, preacher, I've been praying about something for a long time and hadn't gotten yet. Well, maybe the Lord's saying no.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Amen.
You know, maybe the Lord's saying no. Or maybe He's telling you, wait a while.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Wait a while. But I guarantee you, folks, He's going to answer your prayer. You say, why should we keep on praying? Because He's promised He will answer us. Take your Bible to Psalms. The 40th Psalm, would you? The 40th Psalm. Now, if you're real familiar with your Bible, and the 40th Psalm is a special psalm, a very, very special psalm. And but I'm going to keep on praying because God has answered. Not only has He promised to answer, but I'm going to keep on praying because He has answered. You get there to Psalm 40, just hang on, but listen to me for a moment. Psalms chapter, the third Psalm, verse 4, the Bible says, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and He heard me out of His holy hill. What a blessing. What a blessing. Psalm 34, 4, I sought the Lord, and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. All my fears. I'm going to keep on praying because God's answered some prayers. Psalm 120, verse 1, in my distress I cried unto the Lord, and He heard me. Jonah chapter 2, verse 2, the story of Jonah. And the Bible said there, and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and He heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and Thou heardest my voice. Man, what a joy it is to know. Hey, I'm going to keep praying. Why? Because He's promised to answer. But I'll tell you something else. I'm going to keep praying because He has answered. Look, if we will, Psalm 40. What a testimony from David. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and many and shall trust in the Lord. The psalmist David said, I cried, and He heard me. He heard me, and He answered my prayer. He said, He lifted me out of that old miry pit, and He put my feet on a rock. Hey, listen, how many of your prayers have been answered? How many of your prayers? I think about praying, and I think about how many times God's heard my cry, and He's answered me. He's answered me. When I was a 9-year-old boy, I cried out to Him and asked Him to save me. You know what? He did. He did. He saved my soul. What a blessing. You know, I called and I prayed and asked the Lord to help me to have a wife and to give me a wife. And you know what? He did. Some of you folks have tried the other method and it didn't work out real good. You know, if you're young here and you're not married and you want a husband or a wife, could I say this to you? Pray. Pray and ask God to bring you one. Pray and ask God to bring you one. So, well, I've been looking. Well, quit looking and ask him to bring him.
There you go.
Ask him to bring him or her to you. Just quit. You quit looking. Because most people look in the wrong place. Most people look in the wrong place. I don't know. I've dealt with people that are having trouble. Husbands and wives having trouble. Come met me in the office and sat down. I began to talk to them. I said, where'd y'all meet? And you see this look come over both faces. And they looked at each other. Well, we met in the bar. And I tell you, that's not the best place to meet your spouse.
Amen.
It's not the best place to meet your spouse. Won't you try praying? Pray. Well, I prayed once. Good heavens, you weren't serious then.
That's right. Amen.
You remember how you were as a kid when you really wanted something?
No, yeah.
Mom, could I have this? No, now leave me alone. Please. 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 Would you please let me have one? Would you please do that? Evangelist Tommy Stone. I've heard him give a testimony. Brother Tommy Stone, he's in heaven today, but heard him testify. He said, I came home from school one day, and he said, we were playing out in the yard, and said, Mom always had a rule. The rule was you come home, you don't eat. If you eat, you know, after that, you'll spoil your supper. What a dumb thought. Spoil your supper. No, if you got an appetite, nothing spoils it, okay? But he was there and outside with his sister, and he said, I'm going to get me a biscuit. He said, I'm going to get me a biscuit. And his sister said, you know Mom ain't going to give you one. She said, you can't. He said, I'm getting me one. He said, I went in the house, and I said, Mom, could I please have a biscuit? Get on out of here. You know you can't have anything for supper. Mama, please. Please, I just want one of those old leftover biscuits. Would you please just let me have that? No, get on out of here. Mama, please, I'm dying. I'm starving. And he went into the whole store. You know what happened? He got a biscuit. He got a biscuit. Can I say this to you? Sometimes our prayer, you say, preacher, God didn't answer my prayer. We didn't keep praying. You didn't keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. Boy, I think of the things he's answered my prayer. Man, I've called upon him. Some of you are sitting here today because I prayed. Now, I wasn't the only one. Other people prayed, too. They prayed, too. And God spared your life. God brought you up. God saved you. Why? Somebody prayed. Keep on praying. Why? Because he's answered. He's answered my prayer. Keep on praying. Did you ever stop and think about this? Look in Hebrews, New Testament. By the way, we got nowhere to go today, so let's take a little time and look at the Bible. And just Hebrews chapter 4, I want you to notice what a promise this is. And we sometimes, when we think about the things that are in the Bible, we really don't think about them. We don't think about the depth of the meaning that's there. But in Hebrews chapter 4, would you look at verse 16, the last verse in Hebrews chapter 4. The Bible says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Let us therefore come boldly. You see that word therefore? He said, let us therefore come boldly. Why? Therefore, what's that therefore? We'll look at the verse ahead of that. Look at verse 15. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. And because we've got that great high priest, let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace. Hey, I'm going to keep on praying because it gives me an audience with God. Gives me an audience with God. You ever stop and think about that? Literally, when you get on your knees or you get on your face before God, or if you're just sitting in your chair, wherever it is, and you begin to pray and you begin to call on God, you get into His presence. You're there. You're into His presence. You say, why can we come? Because of the great high priest we've got. That great high priest, hey, he's not somebody somewhere that's wearing a robe and a funny collar and all that. No, it's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He came to this earth and he died for our sin. He became our great high priest. He took the blood. He took the blood that he shed and applied it on the mercy seat for our sin. Boy, listen, what a wonderful thing it is to have that kind of high priest. Look, I'm not a priest. You do not have to come to me and say, would you pray? You pray. Now, I'll pray with you. I'll pray with you. But don't expect me to do your praying.
Right.
I'm not a priest. You can come. As a child of God, man, I'm going to keep praying because I've got an audience with God when I begin to pray. And I begin to talk to him. Then I've got an audience with him. I'm there in his presence. And as long as I keep praying, I can talk to the one who bore my sin. I can talk to the one that bore my sin on that cross. I can talk to the one that died the death I should have died. I can talk to the one that offered me eternal salvation. I can talk to the one that saved my soul.
Amen.
Oh, what a blessing that is. What a blessing. You ever go to the cemetery and see people at the graveside and they're talking? And they would tell you, I'm here to talk to this departed loved one. Last time I was out at the cemetery, I walked out one day. I thought I'm going to run by the cemetery and stop by the graveside of mom and dad. Walked over to where my uncle and my aunt are buried, but I didn't try to talk to them. Now, I might have talked to the Lord a little bit. I went over to the grave of old Brother Dennis and stood there just a moment or two. But I didn't try to talk to Brother Dennis. He's not there. Mom and Dad, they're not out there in the cemetery. My uncle, my aunt, they're not out there buried, okay? They're with the Lord. I can't talk to them. They can't hear me. But I can talk to the one that saved my soul. I can talk to him. Hey, man, it gives me an audience with the Lord. I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep praying. That's somebody that's important. So much more important than I am. You know, if I call, and there's phone numbers, you look it up on the internet, there's phone numbers for your senator. Call them. They're not going to answer. Okay, you understand that? Then the United States Senator, Senator Cornyn, Senator Cruz, you can call them. There's a number. They're not going to answer. They're not going to, you can count on it. They're not going to answer. You can leave a message. But you're not going to talk to them. I'm sure if you looked, you could find a phone number for the White House. Call. President Trump's not going to answer.
Nope.
He's not going to answer. And in a few weeks, you can call. Joe Biden's not going to answer.
Nope.
They're not going to answer. You can leave a message. You can leave a message. Can I say this to you? When I call heaven,
Come on.
I don't get an answering machine. He hears me. I get an audience with God. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to keep on praying. I'm going to keep on praying. I'm going to keep on praying. Why? Because I've still got needs. Because I've still got needs. Take your Bible, 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. Just think about it. I've still got needs. And because I've got those needs, I'm going to keep praying. I'm just going to keep praying. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. He careth for you. Hey, I've got needs. There's things I need. I need the help of God to preach. I don't ever get up here and think, well, I've studied, I've written down wonderful notes, I've got the greatest speech the world's ever heard. I never do that. I get here and realize, boy, I can't do it. I sat over there and I said, Lord, I need your help. I need your help. I can't get up there and preach if you don't help me. You don't help me. Now, you may be sitting there and saying, I've been here a few times, he didn't help. But I'm going to keep asking him to, all right? I'm going to keep asking him to. I'm going to keep praying. Why? Because I need help. I need help. I need the help of God to live in this old world. I need that. I need that. Are you that way? You ever driving along in traffic? Some nut won't let you over. Put on your blinker. What do you do? In the spirit of Christian love, you shake. No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. See, I'm telling you, you need help. You get to the store somewhere, you're standing in line, and that confused soul ahead of you, and they've got things all mixed up, or they got a stack of coupons that high. Run them through there, you know. And you're thinking, couponing's a wonderful thing. Why did I get in the line behind you? Hey, I don't know about you, but I need God's help to live in this whole world. I need his help. I do. I still have a temper. It didn't go away when I got saved, okay? It didn't go away when I got saved. I need his help. Don't you? Do you need his help? Hey, there's times I pray as I'm going along, Lord, would you help me to have a parking lot up close? I mean, parking spot that I could get in is close and don't have to do that. I wish I'd have prayed that way the last time my son and I went to a football game, because we parked on the backside of nowhere and hiked to the stadium, all right? Should have prayed before we went. We got right up in the parking lot. We were the next car in, and the guy shut it off. We're full. It's okay, bud. We'll park on the grass right there. We're full. Way out yonder we go, you know. Hey, should have prayed. I don't know about you, but I need help living this old life. I need help. I do. I've got decisions I have to make sometimes, and I really don't know what to do. I need help. I got to ask him. I'm going to keep praying because I need help for this life. I'm going to keep praying because I need his protection. I need his protection. Boy, I need it. Hey, we're all, man, COVID-19's everywhere, and we keep hearing there's a new strain. There's a new strain, and there's something else. You ever wonder what's coming next? I don't know. I just need God's protection. I pray about it. Lord, would you just help me? I'm going to keep on praying because I still need help. Hey, I'm going to keep on praying because there's some things I want. There's some things I want. You're in Hebrew or in Peter. Turn back towards the front of your Bible a little bit. Next book there, book of James. James chapter 4. Man, you've heard this verse, all right? You've heard it. You've probably heard it preached on. James chapter 4, verse 2, ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not. Why? Because you ask not. Because you ask not. You didn't ask. You didn't ask. Just didn't ask. Hey, I want to tell you something. I've got some things I need, but I've got some things I want. I got some things I want. And I'm glad I've got a Heavenly Father that I can bring my wants to. I can bring my wants to. And you say, preacher, what do you want? There's some folks I want to see saved. There are some folks I want to see saved. I'm going to pray for them. Lord, would you save them? Would you save them? Some of them, they won't let me talk to them, so I'm praying, Lord, would you send somebody else that'll get the chance to talk to them? And they'll listen. Would you help them to get saved? Just help them to get saved. Boy, I need to see that. There's people I want to pray for. They need to get right with God. There's some things I want. Some things that I want. There's folks I want to be healed. I want that. I don't need it, but I want them to be healed. So I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray. I'm going to keep on praying. God didn't say to me, you can only pray for your needs. He didn't say that. You can pray for everything. And he said, you have not because you ask not. Now, what do you not have because you didn't ask? What do you not have because you didn't ask? Now, I think you ought to be careful what you pray for. Some things God says no because he knows you don't need them. You ought to be careful what you're asking. You ought to be careful what you want, all right? Need to be careful. But, man, I'm going to keep on praying because there's some things I want. I'll tell you something else. I'm going to keep on praying because I know my limitations. I know my limitations. There's some things I just cannot do without the help of God. I can't do them. And there's some things I can't do, period. And if it gets done, God's going to have to do it. He's going to have to do it. I can't do it. I can't do that. I'm just going to keep praying. Why? Because there's some things. I just know my limitations. I know I can't. The songwriter said, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Can't even walk without you holding my hand. We've got limitations. Stuff we can't do. We can't reach out. I know that. I get a little bit aggravated. Do y'all get aggravated at politics and politicians? There's so many times I have thought if they would just give me one chance for 30 minutes to unload on the Congress of the United States. Just one chance. Boy, would I like to tell them how I feel. You ever felt that way? And I feel like, you know, they look and say, we're doing this for your good. Take a hike, Jack. I don't want you to do it, all right? Hey, I'd like to. I know my limitations, so they're never going to let me speak. I might could sneak in and get up in the gallery sometime, but if I get up and start talking, how long you think it's going to be before they're hauling me out the door? Well, it's not going to last long. I know my limitations, so you know what I do? I ask God. Ask God, would you take care of it? Would you take care of it? I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm just going to keep on praying. Hey, I'm going to keep on praying because when I pray, I can touch heaven. I can touch heaven. You ever think about that? You can touch heaven when you pray. The Bible says the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. I'm going to keep praying because there's some things only God can change. Amen. Only God can change. So I'm going to keep praying. I can remember back in the late 70s and early 80s, there was really an attack being made on Christian schools. Big time. Big time. Lawmakers were sitting down and thinking about things and wanting to pass laws to severely limit. I believe there's laws in the works now that would make this preacher a criminal. And if they're passed, it will. There'd be an attack on our religious liberty and freedom. Hey, you know what? There's not much I can do, but I can go to the Lord because He can change things I can never change. I couldn't do it, but He can. He can change the heart of the king. You know what? He can change the destination of a soul. The destination of a soul. You're here this morning without Christ. I can pray for God to save you. He's the only one who can change your destination.
Amen.
The only one. You're here without Christ. You're headed for hell. You'll spend an eternity there. The Bible says you'll be in torment where the flame doesn't die. The fire's never quenched. He said, it's impossible, we'll burn up. No. If God could put Moses in front of a bush that burned and that bush didn't burn up, He won't have any problem doing that with a human soul. Be there forever. But you don't have to. Because there's a God in heaven. He gave His Son. He can change your eternal destination. Let me just ask you this morning, are you praying? Are you praying constantly? Or just when you're in a jam? Just when you're in a jam. Like a fellow on the airplane, you know. Airplane's bucking all over the sky going through a terrible storm. I mean, the lightning is flashing. And they've been told to buckle up. And things that aren't tied down bouncing all over. The luggage deals are coming open. You ever been that kind of day on that? Plane's flying through a terrible storm, and fellow sitting there in the seat said, Lord, if you'll get me out of this storm, I'll give you half of everything I own. All of a sudden, man, the flight smoothed out. Not another bump. When they landed, the tires barely screeched. Wasn't one of those landings where you go boom, boom. It's right there smoothly. They're getting off that airplane, walking up that way, you know, after you get off plane, going up to the terminal. A fellow taps that guy that said that. If you'll get me out of this, I'll give you half everything I own. Fellow tapped him on the shoulder and said, I heard your prayer. I heard when you prayed to God. So I want you to know, I'm a preacher and I want to help you if you're going to give that to God, like you said. He said, well, preacher, I'm going to tell you something. I made a better deal. I've told the Lord if I ever get on another one, he can have it all. Yeah, that's the way we are. We pray we're in a jam. God gets us out of the jam. We forget about it. We forget about it. Hey, are you praying? What are your needs today? What is it you lack? Because you just don't ask for it. Don't do it. I'm going to challenge you. But you keep on praying. Keep on praying. Listen, you're here. You're like me. There's people maybe you know you want to see saved. Maybe it's family members. Maybe it's a loved one. Maybe it's a neighbor. Maybe it's somebody else. But you're praying God will save them. Don't quit praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. Just keep on praying. Keep on praying. You have a need. Say, preacher, I've asked God and he hadn't done it. Keep praying. Keep praying. Don't quit. Don't quit. You're going to get an answer. What do you need today? Heavenly Father, I pray you to help us this morning. Lord, help us know the truth of the Bible. Paul said there in Corinthians, I will pray. I'll pray in the Spirit and I'll pray with my understanding. Lord, help us to pray. Help us to keep praying. Not to quit, but to just keep on. Lord, until the answer comes. But Lord, just keep praying. Help us. Encourage us today. Lord, folks here have needs. Help them to keep praying. Help them to keep coming to you. Lord, I'm praying folks get saved. There's folks here that need to trust you today. Would you bring conviction to them? Would you help them to see their need? Would you help them to come so that they might call out to you and pray and ask you to forgive them and save their soul? Lord, deal with us now. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you stand with us this morning, page 17. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Oh, listen. That's the way we ought to pray. Your will be done. Your will be done. What is it you need to pray for? What is it? Would you come this morning? We're just going to sing a verse or two for you. Would you come while we sing? Come on, come on. Mm-hmm.